Now speak, Lord, that your word might go forth and not return void. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be the God. There's a word this morning from the gospel. It's penned by John, the 8th chapter. Of course, gospel simply means good news. And don't we need some of that? John 8, 31 and 32. And you found it, say, amen. It reads as follows. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold on to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I want to preach this morning from the sermonic title, To Tell the Truth. To tell the truth. Back in the early 1950s, Bob Stewart, an American game show producer, came up with a real hit. A program called To Tell the Truth. It's been revised and it's on now. But it is a show that allows a panel of celebrities to judge whether strangers are lying or telling the truth. You know, in real life, it may be hard to discern if someone, and it was a long time before I said lying in public, that was almost like a curse word, as you had to say, you're telling a story. Amen? Is that the truth? You about to get a whooping for saying lying. But now that we're all grown, we know people who've lied. In fact, we have all lied. That's why the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Now, studies have shown that there are at least 7 reasons why people lie. To preserve their self-image, to protect a relationship or someone else's feelings, to protect someone else, to impress people, to boost your reputation, to get instant gratification. In fact, the R&B group, The Undisputed Truth, just happened to come on the radio this week. I do listen to Amazing Grace and I do listen to other groups, but I'm an oldies guy. Amen. And I said, now, isn't that something that they would come on saying, in the words, smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. And Proverbs 6 and 19, it says, the six, oh, y'all got your dancing shoes on. The 6 things that the Lord hates, one of them is lying. My parents told me, and maybe yours as well, about the danger of lying. And they said, if you lie, you'll cheat. You'll cheat, you'll steal. But that somehow, it was all connected. I believe that our new life in Christ ought to be one that is rooted in the truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. In this 8th chapter, we take a chance to pull up a chair and spend time with Jesus in a Bible study setting. People are showing up. In that group are religious scholars. In that group are Pharisees. These are mostly middle-class businessmen who had all the ins and outs. They knew the law like no one else, but they were also hypocritical. They were also, in modern terms, haters. They were always following Jesus, trying to catch him in something, because they could not handle the truth. Amen? They had a problem with Jesus making such claims as, I am the light of the world. They were bothered by the fact that he says, that the Son of God, I am the Son of God. You remember what he said to his disciples? When you've seen the Father, you've seen me. And he said, our glasses are not working. And so he is the embodiment. And our encounter with the truth should lead us to a few things. It will lead us to become true disciples and to experience true delight and to experience true deliverance. Verse 31 says, to the Jews who had believed, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Take off your lenses. Disciples are not the guys in the old garb that you see and all of the pictures in your mind. No, you are a disciple. A disciple is a follower of someone. A disciple who is a follower of Jesus Christ is one who is committed to living by way of the word. A Christian disciple is a person who follows Jesus. Some years ago, and I guess the term don't drink the Kool-Aid came from this. You all remember, Jim Jones. And God forbid people are so into their leaders, they'll do crazy stuff. And Paul says, an example, you follow me as I follow Christ. If that's not following Christ, you say detour. Amen. I'm just talking about me. Uh-huh. Praise be to God. Amen. And so this sense of truth, disciples are those who are committed to telling the truth. Jesus made it plain to those who accepted his word, those who believed his word, those who say, I kind of got this, those who said, okay, no more convincing me. Have you ever just had enough of Jesus that got you going? So I don't know it all, Reverend. I got a half a verse in me, and I know the Lord's Prayer. You can work with that.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Take some truth and use it and share it. But what does it mean to hold on to his teachings? It means going beyond just coming to church. So good to see you. It goes beyond just Bible study. It goes beyond many things. Hearing the word, but you remember James 1:22? Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Amen? True disciples hold on to the truth. The word of God. Tony Evans, a well-rounded and renowned pastor with Baltimore roots said, the devil is allergic to the word. It causes him to break out. And so when you are in a situation, just speak the word of God. Amen. In a bind, speak the truth. Folk lying on you, speak the truth. And when you know the truth, it is but the word of God. Amen. True disciples. But then you learn to experience some true delight. Verse 32 says, then you will know the truth. There's nothing greater than knowing some things. Remember that little course you passed? You thought you were somebody? Got your degree? You knew something. You crossed the stage? Yes. You got a little course you passed, a little seminar. It's good to know something, amen?
Amen?
But in life, it's good to know the truth of the word. Amen? And when you delight in something, that means you take pleasure in it. When you delight in something, it means that you enjoy it. When you delight in something, that means it gives you satisfaction. So delight ought to cause you to smile. Some of y'all still looking so serious in here. Yeah, y'all should. Yeah, delight in the Lord. Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Sometimes we do it backwards. He shall give me the desires of my heart after you delight in him. And take the whole passage into context. Amen? We can easily cherry pick something. The Lord said, you take one step, I'll take two.
Yep.
I don't remember seeing that in the Bible. What chapter is that? Amen. But we can delight in the Word of God, delight in the truth of God, and know that as a result of your delighting, someone will see your light.
That's right.
Let your light shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I may as well tell it. Okay, I was at a ball game on the other night. The home team was killing. And without getting into trouble, I can be passed at a ball game. I said, goals! But there was an atmosphere of language, an atmosphere of Bud Light. Oh, y'all woke me up then. An atmosphere of some other things. And so there was an atmosphere of language. Not that I don't know what cussing is, but it just kept. I said, no, they paid, they got their ticket too. And in the midst of what I heard the name Jesus. I jumped up on row 19 and said, hey! I said, now you're talking about stuff. I said, I know that name. And we were able to engage in a conversation. I dropped the card.
Yeah.
So, you know. But when you go to different places, always be who you are and allow the Spirit of God to work. As much as I want to say something in the third inning, in the fifth, I couldn't. The Lord is around about the seventh inning. Hallelujah. When I heard the name of Jesus, and I began to delight in that. So, truth brings us to delight on our way to becoming true disciples. But finally, we will experience true deliverance. Now, the sermonic pretty much hit that thing on the head. Amen? Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth has a function and purpose. I was going to preach something else. So the preachers always say that. I had something else and the Lord changed my mind. No, he did. And it happened right in the workplace. I said, oh God, I got to preach about truth. You know, you'll know the truth. And so I just changed up. But truth has a function and a purpose. Deliverance. And being delivered is being delivered or rescued from bondage or danger. That's what happens when you encounter the truth. The truth will do something. Don't just say, I got the truth, but the truth will do something in our lives. It will set us free. I didn't know I was in bondage. It'll set you free. Amen? Praise be to God. And that's what Jesus wanted those believers to understand, those who were there with him. He wanted them to know that by being my disciples, that here are the benefits, that the truth that you've heard and embodied will set you free. Psalm 34:17, it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Has he delivered you today?
Yes.
Amen. Stuff that you just tried to shake. You had a 5-point plan and you tried to shake it, but when you began to deal with the Lord, he delivered you to move on. Amen? Blessed be to God. John 8:36 said, so if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Not a 5-step program, but if the Son sets you free, I'm free. Are you free today? Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting and it's just a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm free. I can only speak for myself, and because the truth has set me free, I can tell the truth, tell a dying world that the wages of sin is still death. As the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I can tell the truth that he saves to the utmost. I can tell the truth that when your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. Tell the truth. He will never leave you not forsake you. Amen. Tell the truth that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your... Don't you like them twins? So wherever you go, you're under surveillance because they're following you everywhere. The woman at the well in John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. And those who worship him, as Jesus shared with her, he says, you must do it with spirit and in truth. I'm just a country preacher with southern roots and a willing heart. And something happens when you begin to study the word all week. Amen? And it's called celebration, that once you have prepared the meal for other folk, then you sit down to eat. And so when I come to the end of my messages, I'm just trying to eat. Amen? Blessed be the God today. And so I said I wouldn't go tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. Can I celebrate today? I want to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. I said I wouldn't go sing this song, but I just couldn't keep it to myself, Mr. Big Mouth. I said I wouldn't go shout for joy, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. You open that way, you had to tell us. I said I wouldn't go shout for joy, but then something got a hold of me, and I began to shout. So, can I just celebrate right now? I want to celebrate that he got me up this morning. I want to celebrate that he saved my soul. I want to celebrate that he continues to lead me and to guide me. Do I look happy? I want to celebrate that he's been good to me. I want to celebrate that he's guiding me along my journey. I want to celebrate because he continues to walk over me. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth is that he went to an old rugged cross. That's the God having truth. And he was pierced in his side. And he was put in a borrowed tomb. But can I tell you that something happened? Oh, you know the story. On the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And so, if folk want to know what you're doing, say, I'm trying to tell the truth. Anybody want to tell the truth today? Let someone know that he will keep you in perfect peace. If your mind is stayed on him, let someone know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's my friend. Let somebody know that I've come a mighty long way. And I thank you today. I'm not who I used to be. But thank God he didn't use me anyhow to tell the truth. Sometimes you can live a lie. After a while, you just keep believing the lie. The devil is the father of lies. But Jesus saves. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. To tell the truth. Come on, stand today.